Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1600. Baruch Hashem, another plateau. 1600 shirim in Hilchos Shabbos. Hashem should give us koyches and energy, vita, all of us to be able to continue learning Hilchos Shabbos and keeping it the right way. Okay, we are learning today Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Anzisa, Le'ila Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe and Lerafua Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. So an interesting thing, we're going through Sefer Klalim a little bit. We've been talking about, obviously, the various different Sfarim. We spread the wealth, as they say in English, right, a little bit from this Sefer, a little bit from that Sefer. So the Sefer Klalim brings down an interesting point from the Bir Halacha. If a person has a clear general concept, and not just stam by Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis, but it sort of like runs parallel throughout Hilchos Muksa, when you look at a kli, you look at a utensil, or let's say even in Klisha Malachta L'Isra, we'll zoom in a little bit more on that. You have, let's say, a wallet, right? We've been talking about a wallet last year. Or you have a card holder and these type of things. And it holds things that are muksa, right? I'm holding my insurance card and various different, whatever the case is, different things which are muksa. Or money, right? The wallet holds money, obviously. So the question is now, but let's say I use this thing for things that are heter. I use it possibly for pictures or maybe little bits of paper that I write my Chedushei Torah on. Sometimes I need a little place to carry it, so I'll have a paper holder, a wallet, card holder, or I'll have a wallet. In a case in time that it's used, you know, in other words, a standard minhag ha'olam, as we say, uses this item for iser. My wallet is used for money in general, but the punkt, I have a separate wallet for this type of thing or that type of thing. So it's an interesting thing brought down, and I didn't really set it aside. I just like, whatever this is, sometimes I'll put money in there, sometimes not, but sometimes I'll put in my little pieces of paper, Chedushei Torah, nowhere else. My pocket did have a hole in it, it falls out. So I keep it in my wallet to have money in there. Sometimes I don't have money. So it's used for Isser and Heter. So the question is, how do I look at this wallet? I mean, Chedushei Torah, a beautiful thing. So it's not, that's Heter. Or do I say, no, what are you talking about? It's a wallet, you use it for money. Or do I say, what do you mean? It's made for money. So that it's Muksa on Shabbos and finish. You know, yeah, Chedushei Torah, not Chedushei Torah. It's Muksa and finish because it's made to hold money. So, there's an interesting, they clear back and forth in the Bir Halacha. The Sefer Klalim brings down the whole thing back and forth and from Shin Ches. We're not going to go through it, the whole thing inside. Obviously, it's a Lamdash Shtickle over there. And the question is, do we look at, in other words, when the dust settles, do we look at an item as Reif Tashmisha? In other words, what is it usually used for? A wallet usually used. My wallet usually used for money, let's say. Or my wallet is usually used to hold pictures or papers or things which are allowed to be used. The Farim Hamutarim, right? So I look at what I use it for most. Or do I say, no, what do you mean? It's a wallet. This wallet is made for, in other words, you can't say that the wallet I set aside only for things which are mutter, because I put things also, once in a while, I'll put in money also. But do I say that? No, it's a wallet, is a wallet to finish, right? My wallet is a regular wallet, and it's a wallet is something people put money in, and you don't go by what you used for most. You go by what it is. It's a wallet. It's made for money, therefore it makes a muksa. So how exactly do we look at it? So he brings down the mice. It is a machalik, as he brings from the Bir Halacha. Some talk want to say that you go by Rav Tashmishai, what you use it for usually, and some want to say, Taka, that you go by, you know, what it's what is it made for. So the Maisa he brings down at the end. So first of all, the Mishabur actually interesting brings down in Sif Dalad, which is again a little bit off the track from us. We're talking about Muksa Machmas Chasar Kis, but he brings down Klisha Malach De Laheter. So the Mishabur says V'hadin Im Hoyim in Sif Katan Aleph Sif Awos Simin Shin Ches. Sifkatan Chaf, Shinches, Sifkatan Chaf in the Mishabrov, Wadin im Hoya Malach de la Isser Ula Heter. What about a Kli that's used for Isser and Heter, right? Gamken loy Maxedai Termine, also one would not take his mind off of it. And it would be okay according to what he's saying, but he does bring down, a kadera, for example, like a pot, let's say somebody has a pot, shemalach the hula bishel, it's used for cooking, but sometimes they put water and fruits in it, right? Sometimes they use it for water and fruits, which is okay. He bechlal melachta leisri. He says, but the lemaisa it's melachta leisri. Mloi sheyesh by meyatavshel, right? Unless you have it's from the tavshel still that's left over. Okay, but the lemaisa again. I don't want to get. I'm getting a little bit off on the tangent right now. But lemaisa does bring down an ois number 26 from Rav Nissen Karelitz, from Rav Eliashiv, others. That the bottom line in the bottom line is this kedera. Let's say this pot, for example, is klisha melachta leisri because the bottom line is it's used for, especially nowadays, it's set aside. It is a kli for iser. So that's the bottom line. What he's saying. In other words, how they're explaining it, the fact that they're using it for these other things is for water, for peiros, or whatever, or for fruits, or whatever the case is. It's sort of like a tuffle to what it's all about. So that's how he ends off the Maaseh to say for Klolim, pretty much with this machlokes. And for example, I can have a wallet story. I use the wallet sometimes this, sometimes that. So do I look at it as it's a wallet, like the pot? It's a pot, is a pot, and finish. And anything else is sort of like any other usage is like tuffle, if you want to call it secondary, right? But it's made for money or whatever. Or do I look at it what I usually use it for? And this type of a thing, not a kli. The Mishnah was talking more like a kli that's used general. Sometimes you could use it for that, sometimes for this. But over here, what we're zooming in is a pot, which is something that's used for Isser, right? It's made for Isser. That's the point over here, or a wallet that's made for Isser. In the Mishabura's case, a little bit more along the lines of it's a general kli. I'm not going to get into two examples right now. I have to go looking. But a general utensil that sometimes is used for this, for good, for heter, sometimes for iser. But over here, a wallet's made for money. It's just I use it. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Pots made for cooking. Sometimes I'll put in my payris. So that's how they're explaining. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also brings down from, also Rav Binyam Zilbe, he brings others, also Rav Eliashiv, he brings down, does the Sefer Klolim on page Nun Ches, Ois number 95, that Lamaisa Shehu Iker, Kedask, Shatoli Be'iker, Ishtamches Akli. You look at what this Kli, what this utensil, like my wallet, what is it made for? V'loibaroiv HaTashmisha. You don't look at what you yourself usually use it for in this case. But a wallet's made for money, and that's a general thing what people use it for. The fact that you use it for both, sometimes this, sometimes that, so that you would still look at the Iker, Ishtamches Akli, and it would fall under the guidelines of Muksa. So again, I just want to make it clear that the Mishnah Berurah was talking about sort of klisha melachta leheter. So, but what about if the kli is used in the general public? That's what I should say. Uses it for both, so that's different. But over here, it's a kli that's made for iser, like the said the pot. But our case of the wallet. So even though you use it for both, you look at the ikar hishtamshes hakli. He brings up from these major poskim that what is the thing, and it's a wallet. So therefore, would be muksa. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.